morning, everybody, and welcome as we meet together to celebrate the Holy Communion or Eucharist. Details of this service can be found on Pew News. The Lord be with you. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Being the season of Lent, we use the Ten Commandments and the responses on page 222. Hear these commandments which God has given to his people and take them to heart. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods but me. You shall not make for yourself any idol. You shall not dishonor the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Lord's day and keep it holy. Lord, have mercy on us and write these your laws in our hearts. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not be a false witness. You shall not covet anything which belongs to your neighbor. Lord, have mercy on us and write all these your laws in our hearts. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The appointed prayer for this Sunday, the sixth in Lent, commonly known as Palm Sunday. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We listen now to the epistle.
It is our faith that Jesus Christ is Lord because he came from God in total self-giving and overcame the humiliation of death on a cross by rising and ascending. He is indeed worthy of our adoration and worship. The epistle is from Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 5. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Mark in the 11th chapter, beginning at the first verse.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it,' and will send it back here immediately." They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing, untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Monday at Kingspan was a most interesting experience. It was the school's rugby final. Armagh Royal versus Campbell College. No doubt here as to which side the rectory family were on. Everyone made their way. All the coaches pulled up. In fact, Armagh Royal and Campbell College had nobody left in their respective schools on Monday afternoon. They were all bussed to Kingspan. Everyone was making their way in. Parents were coming along. Extended family members were coming along. Teachers were coming along. In fact, everyone was making their way to offer support. And there was a wonderful environment, a delightful atmosphere as the minutes towards 3 o'clock moved forward towards three. And there was this sense of all coming together. And then the referee blew the whistle and it all started. Well, that nice all coming together on the way in was soon to take a different format. We'd Armagh Royal down at one end. We'd Campbell College down at the other end. There they all were. I'm convinced there were no drums left in all of County Armagh. There must have been a coach to bring the drums to Kingspan. Because Armagh Royal were drumming away and Campbell College were delightfully and in tune singing out, "Come on, the boys in black." And there were parents and teachers and family all mixed together, cheering each side on. There was an atmosphere there that changed when the match started. Each side was supporting their own team. And of course, there was a result. But we best not mention that, lest there be any from Armagh here this morning. Palm Sunday. Jesus on the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. The crowds were there. It was a wonderful occasion. And they would have had a very long journey to get there. Jesus was coming along on a very humble, meek donkey. Picture the scene. People went off to get the donkey, all following instructions. And they're told what to say if anybody asks you why you're taking this donkey that had never been ridden before. And someone stopped. Someone asked, "What are you doing? The Lord hath need of it." And they were allowed to take it. Could you imagine somebody saying that in East Belfast? Well, very soon, I'm sure the PSNI would be called. A neighbourhood watch would be in overdrive. The donkey was taken. Jesus was on it. In he was going into Jerusalem, following his Father's will. And the crowds were all there, shouting joyfully, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." A wonderful, wonderful atmosphere. But not everybody in that crowd was joyful. There were those there, perhaps, who wanted to be there. There were those there who had made huge sacrifices to come along. There were those who just happened to see something was going on and were curious. They were also there. And then there were those who were really not very pleased. And isn't that the same with any crowd? You never have everybody 100% in favor. Those Pharisees were really out to give Jesus a rough and difficult time. He was challenging everything that they were representing, and they certainly weren't pleased. But Jesus is going in, and the crowds are there, joyful, happy. This was a day to celebrate, and the crowds were entering into all of that. That was what was happening. There is a wonderful verse in Ecclesiastes that I've often referred to and quoted on numerous occasions. A time to speak and a time to be silent. If only we could get that right. Often we are speaking when we should be silent, and often we're silent when we should be speaking. Back to Kingspan for a moment. There was the noise and the joy of all that was going on the pitch. Armagh Royal Campbell College all entering into it, each supporting their own team. But when it came for the conversions or the penalties, there was silence. The whole stadium just silent. You could have heard your watches tick, as happens at any rugby match. Total silence. There's a time for noise, there's a time for celebrating, but there's also a time for silence. I wonder if we reflect on our own lives for a moment. How could we do better for God and for each other if we were just to get that right? A time to speak and a time to be silent. Because so often we respond too quickly. Email, Twitter, text, phone, or whatever. And can say something, and before we realize it, it has been said. And perhaps enormous hurt or terrible damage has been done because we were not silent. The events of that first Palm Sunday were most joyful. There was great noise and great excitement all going on. Jesus was coming in to save the people. And of course, they were pleased, those who wanted to be pleased. But as we now move through this Holy Week, we're going to see the pendulum, as it were, move. Because as we know, it doesn't stay joyful and happy for very long. Because Jesus is making his way towards the cross on Good Friday. And he's going to experience so much hatred, so much bitterness, so much cruelty, so much aggression that is going to lead him to the cross for us. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good. He died that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. And during this week, we're going to see extremes of the human nature. We're going to see extremes of how people treat one another. And I wonder, and I do encourage you to journey with us throughout Holy Week in the church services to reflect and to meditate and to absorb once more just what it is that Jesus is doing for you and for me, and to ask the question, can you see in yourself, can I see in myself, aspects of the way we fashion our lives and go about our discipleship and our witness for Christ? Can we see aspects within that that we are not proud of? A time to speak and a time to be silent. Because when we get further towards the cross, not only are we going to see those hosannas all now deleted, because the happiness and the joy of today will very soon be past tense. And that crowd are going to be shouting out, "Crucify him, crucify him." What a change in the pendulum. Happiness to hatred, to bitterness, to cruelty. And yet, as Jesus is making this journey and comes before Pontius Pilate, that poor, unfortunate judge who just happened to be on the rota of judges for this case and found himself with Jesus before him, totally out of his depth, being swayed by the crowd, and Jesus ending up on the cross. And as we travel with Jesus, the one thing that is extraordinary in what it is that he is doing for us is we are seeing in that bitterness and that cruelty and that hatred and that oppression, we are seeing tremendous acts of concern for people from Jesus. He is the one who's going to be crucified. He's the one who will be on the cross. And yet, time and time again in this Holy Week, we are seeing typical of the man Jesus, concern for his family, concern for other people, and even concern for those who will be beside him on the cross. Could you or I, in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of struggle, in the midst of pain, in the midst of bereavement, in the midst of whatever may be going on in our lives, could we follow that magnificent example of Jesus when the going gets so, so tough, to have concern for other people, to have concern for his own mother, to have concern for his family? Because this Holy Week perhaps is an opportunity for all of us to reset our priorities and to be more like Jesus. A time to speak and a time to be silent. And when we're speaking, to get the words right, because we're going to see now, as Jesus goes towards the cross, we're going to see even those disciples are going to just fade away. And he says in anguish in the Garden of Gethsemane, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" It can't get much worse than that, can it? And those disciples have left, exited stage left. We've been there. We've been in those circumstances ourselves. We'll be there again. But Jesus is focused on the ministry he has been given and doesn't give up. God is with him, even in that darkest hour, even in the silence of that moment, God is still with him. And he moves to the cross. That gives you and I a great sense of encouragement in our own darkness. Through what Jesus is saying in that cry of anguish. It's not unnatural to have such a cry of anguish. Jesus himself had it. But what he does is quite remarkable. He stays firmly connected to God. And God stays firmly connected to him. And when we come to the Good Friday Tenebrae service and all the lights are out and the last of the candles are out, and it is as if nothing more can happen, the Christ candle, the center candle, is relit. And even on that darkest of times, there is that flicker that Christ is with us and the resurrection is now firmly in view on the horizon. In order for us to To say the Alleluias, we need first to gather at the foot of the cross. And let's not be silent people. Let's be people with a voice for Christ, a voice for God, and a voice to say what is right, a voice that has had time to reflect as to what to say and how to say it and when to say it, because Jesus was the master of that. This Holy Week, let's make it a personal journey, and let us reset our priorities. A time to speak, a time to be silent. And now to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be ascribed is most justly due, all might, majesty, glory, dominion, and power, henceforth and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
As a people of faith, we state our Christian beliefs in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who the Father and the Son has worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In the prayers of the people, we pray for the needs of the world in which we live. Let us pray.
We are using the second intercessions on page 238 in the prayer book and page 150 in the large print. On this Palm Sunday, as on all days, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. As we think of you travelling to Jerusalem to the religious Passover festival with pilgrims from throughout the land, we think of our church of today evolving in so many ways, yet grounded by our need for your supporting strength. Renew our diocese under the enthusiastic leadership of Harold, our bishop. Affirm our parish in its care for much-loved traditions, our reaching out to all families in our community, and our concern for one another. We thank you for John, our rector, and all his many gifts, for Ken and Walter, our assistant priests, and for Karen, our reader, and all that she has given over so many years to our parish. We thank you for this St. Columba's family, warm-hearted and so hard-working, for all members of committees and for members of none. We look forward to the vision of Holy Week, which will be offered to us by Dr. James Harnish from the Methodist Church in Florida, the Reverend Britt Gilmore from Knock Methodist, and Bishop Allen from Connor. Enable us to play our part by supporting them in the services throughout the coming week. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Lord of creation, who rode into Jerusalem on a donkey and was saluted by waving palm branches, we thank you for all your gifts of nature so freely given for our delight. Grant that all those people who share this planet may treat the world and each other with respect and with love. Guide all nations in the way of justice and peace. Enable those in positions of power to put others before themselves so that the world may become a better place and the horrors of war, natural disasters, terrorism, and man's inhumanity to man may cease. Bless Elizabeth, our Queen. We thank you for her wisdom over so many years. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you were well pleased with your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus, at his baptism in the River Jordan. We thank you for our families, those closest to our hearts, though often spread throughout the world. Help us to share that familial love with the whole community, that we may contribute in a worthwhile way to all that goes on around us, at work and at play. May we love one another as you have loved us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, who overcame the terrible suffering of death on the cross, you understand the pain and concern of those who are sick and suffering. Stand alongside people who are ill in body, mind, or spirit, and those whose pain is known only to you. How grateful we are for men and women with medical and other gifts who ease the path that we must all travel at some time. We thank you for their God-given skills. Lord, on this Palm Sunday, you began with a triumphal entry into Jerusalem, knowing in your heart that a rough road to eternity lay ahead before you entered into your Father's kingdom. Lord, you know that some of our loved ones now worship on another shore. We thank you for all that they have been to us. As a parish family, we hold up in our prayers the Mallet family, the Moore family, the Gray family, and the Callow family. We entrust them, their loved ones, and ourselves to you, Lord. Grant that we may come with all your saints to the joys of your eternal kingdom. Amen.
We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Please stand. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let's share that peace.
Lord, yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all things come from you, and of your own we give you. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us celebrate the feast.
The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Saviour, who for the redemption of the world humbled himself to death on the cross, that being lifted up from the earth, he might draw all people to himself. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image, male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue, a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you humbled yourself in taking the form of a servant and in obedience died on the cross for our salvation. Give us the mind to follow you and to proclaim you as Lord and King, to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us the spiritual food, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Christ, draw you to himself and grant you that you find in his cross a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit remain with you now and always.
I want to encourage you once more to join with us throughout this Holy Week in all of our church services. Full details are in the Pew News, and this year it is the turn of the Reverend Brick Gilmore, the minister of Knock Methodist Church, to invite the preacher, and the preacher will be the Reverend Dr. James Harnish, who comes from Orlando in Florida. He is making a very considerable journey to be with us, And I very much hope that we can make a much shorter journey from our homes to be in St. Columba's and also in Knock Methodist as our diaries enable. Dr. Harnish is the minister in the congregation where the Reverend Britt Gilmore grew up in faith. And so it would be with great joy to welcome him to our church throughout this week. The 3 hours on Good Friday, the Bishop of Connor will be here to lead us in our devotions. Those of you who haven't been to a 3 hours, just to say you can come and go throughout the 3 hours or stay for the duration. And again, I commend it to you. Details for the decorating of our church on Saturday are all before you, and also next Sunday, Easter Day, Holy Communion at all of our services. During this past week, two families have experienced bereavement unexpectedly. This has been very difficult, and we do want to convey, as Jenny Smith already in a very eloquent manner has conveyed in the prayers, we do want to convey our prayers to Irene Gray upon the death of her husband Charles, and to Leslie Callow and her family, to Charlie and all the family, our prayers following Leslie's death. The funerals will be 2 o'clock tomorrow for Charles in St. Columba's and 10:30 at the crematorium for Leslie on Tuesday morning. We do convey to all our prayers at a very difficult time. The hymn, My Song is Love Unknown. To love and serve the Lord.
Amen.